K-State Nation, we return back to the hardcore Eddie Greer Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm a K-State University. Eddie Greer hosts this K-State Podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri here. Folks, coming to you on, where did that come from? Come on this Thursday, May 22nd, 2025. We just, not yesterday, but the day before yesterday, talked about K-State's other get, Stephen Osai. That will come up this weekend while I'm in Manhattan, Kansas this weekend. And K-State has done it again. Jerome Tang, once again, as they get closer to filling out this roster, has grabbed Big Tank. You know, Big Tank out there on the court. But Big, I'm going to call him that because, you know, this is what I see anyways in the pictures. I haven't seen him in person yet. Not even close. But look at these pictures. Big Tank Marcus Johnson committing to K-State yesterday. As, again, we thank our friends from On3. So, I did not see this until late last night. So this is two more gets from the transfer portal for K-State men's basketball in a matter of 3 days. There, he's going to be a senior this year. Johnson is. This is the second Johnson? Yeah, because we have another. So we have too many. All right, so this is way off left field, right? Nate Johnson. Earlier, committed to K-State, right? Now you have a Marcus Johnson over here. No relation. And then on the previous episode of Batman's basketball on the trailer portal, I talked about there's too many Joneses in the past, what, 3 seasons? There have been a couple of Joneses coming through Manhattan, Kansas. There's too many Joneses. Well, here, there's going to be another Johnson on this team. Big Tank, Marcus Johnson there. Coming over from Bowling Green, a 6'7 senior, 16 points, 5 rebounds, averaging almost 2 assists a game. This is last season. I don't know what I had said this season, but last season there. Also, so you got a score there, and you get a rebounder, 43% shooting from the field. And also, look at this guy, almost 40% shooting from downtown. 90% shooter from the free throw line. That's already impressive for the big guy, Big Tank, out here trying to do it all. 3-point shooting, rebounding, points already. So look, again, I'm going to go back, say this again. I am not going to get too excited. We have, again, it's all about the puzzles, right? And I think Threemall, I have not listened to this episode yet, but I'm going to have to listen to this. Probably on a trip on the way to Manhattan tomorrow or probably today. We'll see how I'm feeling about podcasts, which ones I want to listen to. But you're talking about all these guys, again, putting the pieces. It's all about the fit, putting the pieces together. And I don't know. We're in the second half of May, and I don't know. I have no idea what the hell is going to happen in the fall as far as men's basketball goes, because, or women for that matter, all these pieces, just don't know. It's just the fact, this is where we at, again, how many times I've said it on the show, on the Pro Project Podcast, about we're in a day and age now in college athletics, the new era of college athletics, where, you know, you're getting girls and guys and gals all over the place. If they're not happy, they're gonna go somewhere else and play. It'll be a rarity if you can keep the same core players on the same team for past a year. Now, right, and for this team, this is another roster turnover for Jerome Tang and his staff, and going into the season where you're just gonna be in the hot seat. This is no question about it there as well. So, but already just looking at this numbers from Marcus Johnson coming from Bowling Green, this dude can do it all. Johnson, before going to, Michigan State, when they played Michigan State this past year, Marcus Johnson put up 23 points against the Spartans there. And prior to Bowling Green, he was at Wheeling University. Never even heard of that. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer III. Another men's basketball transfer portal episode here. This is the second recording this week. I did not see this until late last night before falling asleep after a dramatic game one. We saw New York blowing a 14-point lead to lose game one of that series. It's a conference finals. That is devastating to give that up. How that unfolded there as well is Indiana pulled it out there with, what, 5 minutes to go in that game? Eddie, that was speaking of stunners, I know I just got done recording the postcast for K-State baseball getting upset, getting stunned, getting in blowout fashion against 11-ranked Houston, which you will hear by the time this episode rolls out this weekend. That should be already be out. That's what it's going to be a busy weekend. Obviously, I'll be in Manhattan, ready to tackle the Bill Steiner half once again after a 2-year hiatus of it. So I'm just get out there and do that. I'm going to be hearing these this weekend. So I figure, you know, what's this? I recorded the Yosai episode, not yesterday, but the day before yesterday. And sitting here recording this today. So probably as fall sports, they're going to be around the corner before we know it. Because spring, the 2024-25 calendar, athletic calendar, is officially about to wrap up. Thanks to the upset of the baseball team. But back to Wheeling University and Marcus Johnson, the latest get for K-State men's basketball. Never heard of it. Division II program in West Virginia. Well, thank you for that information. This is 23. The 1 year he was over there, he averaged almost 22 points a game from there as well. So Johnson originally, and we all should know this city, LeBron James. Akron, Ohio, folks. And how about this for a connection? He went to the same high school as LeBron James, Vincent St. Mary's Johnson, led his team to back-to-back state championships in 16-17 season and a 17-18 season there as well. And I mentioned the number. This is the second transfer portal get in the last 3 days. Or some in that range there. Fifth transfer portal edition for Kansas State men's basketball there as well. So the big man coming over to Manhattan, Kansas, to the Little Apple, baby, where he looks to make an impact. And so, again, obviously, I went through, big thanks to On3. It had a list already of K-State's recruits. So, again, if you're interested in that, it's going to be in the Stephen Osai episode when it rolls out this weekend. We're going to have both of these come out on the same weekend. So baseball is going to be officially over anyway. So there's that as well. But, man, impressive there. But, again, I'm not going to get too deep into the weeds with these gets. Obviously, there's the Monmouth transfer who scores Abdi Bashir. Yeah, Abdi Bashir. I got to get used to these names. But, yeah, you got Kostic out there coming over from Serbia. So, all these bases going on. It's got to be frustrating as a fan, especially you love basketball. Another roster turnover. And, again, let's not forget about the holdovers, the Tosh Mannings, the David Castillos. And I know I'm leaving one person out of the mix, too. I'm sorry, but again, so we're just gonna have to play a waiting card because I just don't know how this is gonna shake out in an important year for coming up for K-State men's basketball. They just gotta have to get it done. And Drum Dang getting these players, despite, you know, how impressive this is from Marcus Johnson. No offense, but I gotta see it. I gotta see it on everything. And we were all kind of on that bandwagon last year of getting, when we got Coleman Hawkins and Doug McDaniel and all them saying, hey, look, we got an opportunity here. And then getting the season, these guys are something else. And yeah, I mean, Coleman Hawkins kind of made up for it as the season goes on. And then hearing all this other stuff after the fact, but you got guys that need to buy in. And hopefully, you know, hey, these guys we getting, they can buy in to what Jerome Tang is selling them. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, we're still too far out I'm recording this May 22nd on Thursday morning here in Kansas City, Missouri. So again, it's good that Casey, this staff is near the end of filling out this roster for this upcoming year, but it's just a question mark on how these pieces are going to fit going to a critical, I probably say critical year for this program as far as it goes. You cannot have another season like you did. You just can't do it. So, but hey, it's what it is, and this staff's gonna have to live with the results. just like last year, yeah, y'all live with it. You get these players, you know, with this FC. But anyways, the big man, big tank, Marcus Johnson. Yeah, I came up with that on the spot. I'm sorry, because look at the pictures, man. This dude can move. Marcus Johnson, the latest get for Kansas State men's basketball. This is the second transfer portal get in the last 72 hours here. And again, closing in, Jerome Tang and the staff for men's basketball, K-State men's basketball, closing in on filling out their roster. I haven't seen the updated roster yet. They have to be getting pretty close now to that as well. So the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts are found free and available daily. Have a chance to record K-State content. It's your first time with this episode, or an episode in general of this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of what it's going to be. It looks like a weekend podcast to do so. iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you can listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Podbean app. Excuse me. I keep getting that mixed up. Podbean app. Greer38's podcast. That's where you're going to find myself and Alex Aiden over there. Oh, boy. I believe the next couple episodes are going to be a little spicy, especially K-State, the way to get bounced out of the first round of the Big 12 tournament. So we're going to have that reaction during Memorial Day weekend at some point as well. So go ahead and subscribe to that channel as well. And, of course, continue to spread the word about the Pro Project Podcast. Everyday content. Yes, everyday content. We are winding things down here in the athletic calendar of 2024-25. Soon as track and field wraps up, I believe that's going to do it. Because I don't see the baseball team getting into the regional. So that's just me. I'd be stunned if they get in. Because Houston pretty much has the same record as K-State. And Cincinnati took 2 of 3. From K-State, so despite all the scheduling stuff, it don't matter. You still got to win, and the baseball team didn't do it. but anyway, we better wrap this up right now before I get off the ledge here, folks. This has been another episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. This has been another men's basketball episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.